Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to play for you recordings I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a joke, a reading, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And we do have a wombat tonight, so get ready for that later on. A lot of the music tonight is country music. Sometimes I vary it a lot, but we've got some variety in here. We're going to start off with a cliche song. It's funny. It has a double meaning, a double entendre, and I think it's clever. But mostly I like the music, and I like just the ambience of the song. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? By the Bellamy Brothers.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Now we could talk all night about the weather, could tell you about my friends out on the coast. Ask a lot of crazy questions, or ask you what I really wanna know.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Now rain can fall so soft against a window, sun can shine so bright up in the sky. But Daddy always told me, don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind.
So if I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight?
That was If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? By the Bellamy Brothers. Next up is Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101.
He's a high
was Highway 101 singing Somewhere Tonight. Next up is a real oldie. This is from 1947. This song has legs. That's what they say when something manages to persist. So it's 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford, and still played on the radio fairly often today. And on my show, 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
"16 Tons" by Tennessee Ernie Ford. Next up is a kind of whimsical song. I love the mood here. I'd really love to see you tonight. You know, I play songs about leavers and leavees and broken hearts and people in love. And then there's something like this. It's kind of Friends with Wonder, I guess I'd call it. This is I'd Really Love to See You Tonight by Dan Fogelberg.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. To see you tonight. We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before.
Say I love you, then say goodbye.
I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars are...
Next up is a kind of wombat. It's a shape note song. And I have in the past given like a 5-minute lecture on shape notes. I'm not going to do that tonight. But I will tell you that the first verse they sang together in this group, they sang the names of the shapes of the notes. And I won't explain that, but I will demonstrate it for you. Here is the bass part singing the names of the shapes of the notes. This is what the basses are singing in the first verse on the song I'm going to play. Fa, la, so, so, la, fa, la, so, so, la, fa, fa, mi, la, so, fa, 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 la, so, la, fa, la, so, la, fa, fa, mi, la, so, fa, fa. So that's what it sounds like to sing the shapes. And in the first verse of the song, all four parts sing their shapes. Of course, they're singing different parts, so they're singing different words. So it's kind of a crazy sound. Anyway, I like shape note singing, and every few months I play a song. This one is called The Good Old Way from the Sacred Harp Collection. You just heard is The Good Old Way from the Sacred Harp Collection of Shape Note Songs. And next up is something I want to make two comments on. One is that I think each of us has in us a life force, an energy that is sort of gives us energy to make us want to live. And this song just captures that. The title is Ain't No Grave. The full title would be Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold This Body Down. And the second comment is that a lot of groups have chosen to record this, and they do it because they can put such energy into it. They can just shout it with all their heart. Ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. This version is by North Country Music.
Oh, shame is a prison as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Oh,
Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down by North Country. Well, that last song was pretty somber, pretty intense. Here's a change of mood. This is called Fugue a la Gugue by the Swingle Singers. The Swingle Singers take classical pieces and play without any instruments. They use their voices as the instruments. And this one sounds very Bach-like to me, and I love Bach. Fugue a la Gugue by the Swingle Singers. Heard Fugue a la Gugue by the Swingle Singers. Now it's Wombat time on Wombats and Music, and I'm going to read to you from a poem of the English music hall tradition. This one's called The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog, written by Billy Bennett. But before I read you that, I want to tell you that it's a parody of another English music hall poem, a much more serious one, a melodrama, called The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes, which I have also used as a wombat. I'm going to read you the first verse of The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God, and then we'll go over to the other poem. The first verse is, "There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down." So you get the feel of that poem. Now, I am going to read you The Green Tie on the Little Yellow Dog. "There's a little sallow, idle man lives north of Waterloo, and he owns the toughest music hall in town. There are broken-hearted comics, there's a graveyard for them too, and the gallery guards are forever gazing down. He was known as Fat Carew in the pubs round Waterloo, and he wore a green tie with a diamond pin. He was worshipped in the ranks by the captain of the Swanks, and the coal man's daughter loved his double chin. He had loved her all along, and despite his oong bong pong, the fact that she loved him, they say, was right. Though her complexion was a fake, and her teeth were put and take, put in by day and taken out by night. 'Twas the 15th anniversary of her 22nd year, so he smiled at her as sweetly as a hog, and asked what present she would like, and jestingly she said, 'Your green tie for my little yellow dog.' Fat Carew seemed in a trance, for his heart slipped through his pants, and he tried his utmost not to look a wreck. So he handed her the tie and kissed her hand goodbye. When he bowed his head, she bit his neck. Later on, Carew came too. His tie had gone, it's true, and his tie pin with it. He seemed in a fog. He rushed like mad to find that she had tied that tie behind to the tailpiece of her little yellow dog. She was screaming like a child, and the dog was running wild, biting policemen as he galloped up the street. For the little dog, called Tom, when he wagged his to and from, felt the tie pin urge him on to meet his fate. The dog returned at dawn with his windscreen slightly torn and, unseen, took something from the lady's room. To another room he flew, saying, 'That's for Fat Carew,' and silently he slunked out in the gloom. When Carew jumped into bed, he'd have wakened up the dead with a scream as he felt like a hog. Her false teeth, they were buried in the seat of Fat Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of that little yellow dog. There's a cockeyed yellow poodle to the north of Gunga Pooch. There's a little hot cross bun that's turning green. There's a double-jointed woman doing tricks in Chuchin Choo. And you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din." That was The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog. That was today's wombat, The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog. Next up, I often say when I play a love song, it's a leaver or a leavee. This is a leaver. He's leaving his lover for someone new, and he's having what I'd call a difficult exit. It's called Holding Her and Loving You. And it's by Earl Thomas Conley.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. And even here, without you. And the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things were going well. How can I tell her now? Good ain't good enough. Oh, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. If she'd give me one good reason, I'd be gone. But she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more. She's been good to me. Things weren't going right. She made my days long before you made my nights. So the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. Hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
Holding Her and Loving You by Earl Thomas Conley. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. Maybe I should say Emory and Henry University. And it's my chance each week to play a few things I think are special and put in some variety and occasionally put in something I call a wombat, like the green tie, the little yellow dog a few minutes ago. Anyway, the next song is almost a wombat. Folk music has an awfully wide acceptance range. So this is, I think, folk music, but it's almost different enough to be its own genre. It's called Wellerman, and it's by Southern Raised, performed by Southern Raised.
Ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was the Billy O.T. The winds blew up her bow, dip down a blow, my bully boys blow. She'd all been 2 weeks from the shore when down on a ride a whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. The Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The side harpooned and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
No line was cut, no whale was free. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's cree. She took that ship in tow.
Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, and there were four, but still that whale did go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut, and the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular call to courage, crew, and all.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Southern Raised. Next up is It Doesn't Matter Anymore, a classic hit by Buddy Holly. I could get off into a lot of stories about Buddy Holly, but the main thing that I want to bring up today is that many of the important rock groups of the 60s and 70s, including the Beatles, were strongly influenced, they said, in their youth by music from Buddy Holly. Something unique about the way he sang. This is a good example. I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
There you go, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
It Doesn't Matter Anymore by Buddy Holly. When I was growing up, we could go down to the local movie theater on Saturday afternoon and see a double feature of Western movies. Western movies were a really big thing. That was every Saturday, all year long, pretty much. And the whole idea of cowboys is part of America's culture, part of our past. It was not actually a very large part of it in many ways, except culturally it has become so. Anyway, this song, My Hero Have Always Been Cowboys by Willie Nelson, catches some of the mystery of why cowboys are such a big part of American culture, U.S. culture. My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Willie Nelson.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Willie Nelson with My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. Next up is a Lee Ver song. Jean Pruitt sings Satin Sheets, and she's not just leaving, she's telling the person she's leaving just why she's leaving, and part of it is Satin Sheets alone ain't gonna do it. Satin Sheets by Jean Pruitt.
Thank you. given me everything money can buy. But your money can't hold me tight like he does on a long, long night. You know, you didn't keep me
Satin Sheets by Jean Pruitt. Next up is All My Trials, sung by Harry Belafonte. This particular version was recorded live in Carnegie Hall in 1959.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama's bound to die. All my trials, Lord, soon over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, Jordan River is chilly and cold. It chills the body, but it warms the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon. Brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. If religion was a thing that money could buy, then the rich would live and the poor would die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. All my trials, Lord, little baby, don't you cry.
All My Trials by Harry Belafonte. Next up is a four-part harmony, Down to the River to Pray, and it's kind of fun to try and see if you can hear each of the four voices.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray.
Down to the River to Pray. And the last song on the show today is Soldier, Soldier by Harry Belafonte.
Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum? Oh, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I got no shoes to put on? Off to the cobbler she did go as fast as she could run. Bought him a pair of the best that was there, and a soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, pipe, and drum? How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I got no socks to put on? Off to the haberdasher she did go as fast as she could run. Bought him a pair of the best that was there, and a soldier put them on. Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, pipe, and drum? Oh, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I got no pants to put on? Off to the tailor she did go as fast as she could run. Bought him a pair of the best that was there, and a soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, pipe, and drum? Oh, how can I marry such a pretty girl as ye, with a wife and a baby at home?
Soldier, Soldier by Harry Belafonte. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Saturdays at 7 in the evening and Mondays at 1 in the afternoon from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me. It's celebration time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.